News from 9 till noon. Coming up.
Been down so long, ain't nothing across my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you're doing.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden today plans to sign executive orders related to the coronavirus pandemic. One aims to develop and distribute more rapid tests for the virus.
The president will expand the Defense Production Act to increase the supply of personal protective gear and sign an order increasing federal reimbursement to states and tribes from 75% to 100% of the cost for National Guard personnel, emergency supplies, and the personnel and equipment needed to create vaccination centers. Another order aims to reopen the majority of K through 8 schools within 100 days.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Former President Trump did not attend the Biden inauguration or ever welcome him to the White House. President Biden says he did keep up with one tradition.
President wrote a very generous letter. I have, it's because it was private, I will talk about it until I talk to him, but it was generous.
Leaving a letter behind started with President Reagan's note to George H.W. Bush in 1981. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a gloomy forecast for the next couple of days. Showers will be likely from time to time today, tonight, and Friday, ending, I think, by Friday night. Today's high temperature may touch 60. Low tonight down to about 54. We'll be in the upper 50s on Friday. Saturday looks like a good day. Dry, mild, mostly sunny, high around 60. Then on Sunday, scattered showers possible again by Sunday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Folks, let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Just gave one job that I went measure this morning. Things being Monday because they're closing the house today.
Yes.
And got furniture coming in on Tuesday, so trying to get that all worked out for them. But Eddie wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
No, sir. No, sir.
Now, when needed, yeah. y'all can do a quick turnaround, that's for sure.
That's the greatest thing about Ray. You could call him up and say, hey, man, I'm in a spot, and he'll help you out.
The seller was no help on the situation, and I never saw him, never met him, but they would not let anybody in the house.
Yep.
To even get the measurements. Because I'm like, hey, I really need to get in here and get the measurements. So they did the walkthrough this morning. He said, can you be there at 6? I said, I will be there at 6 so I can get that thing on order at 7 and have that carpet here on Monday to get that job done by Monday because the furniture's coming in on Tuesday. So if you're buying or selling a home and you're running into these kind of problems, we're always there to help.
Yeah.
And try to figure out the best way to get this thing solved because the last thing we want to do is be there when the furniture's walking in the door.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, but if it's a rush job or maybe you're in that home, you're gonna live in the rest of your life and you just want to get brand new flooring and maybe renovations of the kitchen, Prattville Carpet and Ray Bowles, they're the folks to call. That number, 285-8117, right, Ray?
That's it. It all starts with a phone call, free measurement. Next thing you know, like I said, I was out there this morning, first thing, that floor will go down 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Monday. The furniture will come in on Tuesday, and it's just smooth as silk.
That's service, baby.
So, folks, y'all give Prattville Carpet a call, 285-8117, and be sure to tell them you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great day.
You too. Take care, Ray. Thanks, brother.
272-9228. He called me in the middle of my workout yesterday. He's like, you okay? Yeah, I'm at the gym. Oh, that's what they're calling it. Okay. We'll be back in about 45 seconds here.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie B in the house, man in the phones.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, that number is the big voice said 272-9228. In this new era of unity, Biden to sign 10 more executive orders today.
Oh, cool.
Oh, happy day. Can you feel the unity?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really smell it. Can.
No, there are great, there are many people who have written about the New Deal and FDR, and there are people here in these parts still to this day. I loved FDR. You got electrification going, don't you know? And, But when you really look at the grab bag of everything that made up the New Deal, and it really was the brand new generation, the underlying principle was centralizing authority in D.C., whatever it took, even if it was ineffective at the end of the day. I have a feeling, especially since Bernie Sanders said he'll be the most progressive president since FDR, centralization is what they're going to do, and they're going to do it in the name of unity. And they might even have an inquisition and put down this insurgency, as they're calling certain people in the country. So just watch out. You know, some folks, keep your head down if you don't need to speak up. But, hey, I'm not keeping mine down. So who am I to
talk? Does Bernie have a cabinet position?
No. No.
How about
he's going to be in the Senate.
Warren?
No, they're going to be staying in the Senate. It's 50-50, don't you know?
Hey, do you like Bernie?
Well, it's not like a Massachusetts senator is going to be a Republican.
True, right. True. Though you were about to say, Eddie.
His mittens?
Yeah, Bernie won the internet.
He did, man.
Him and Bill Clinton falling asleep. Oh, I'm so tired. I stayed up all night last night. All night.
The party has started.
And then Bernie had these. I noticed them when he walked out. And just to see the internet, like, grab onto it. He had these massive mittens. And he was sitting there. And the best one was I saw, you know, at Yalta? Stalin and FDR and Churchill meeting.
Yeah.
Then somebody superimposed Bernie in black and white sitting there with his
these big Charlie Brown mittens he's got on. It looks like his great grandmother knitted him for him.
272-9228.
Honestly, he looked semi homeless. He really did not fit in up there at all.
He kind of looked miserable, actually. Let's go to Bud.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
All right.
Just want to talk about our COVID response,
yeah.
I guess, from a national and a state level, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, first of all, I want to say they started the lie about COVID the way they did last year, and so they have to continue. But when you look at the numbers, 2020, we actually, as a nation, had the lowest deaths from infectious disease and COVID combined than we have had in the past 10 years. unless you have an underlying health issue like COPD or asthma, the influenza rate percentage actually is a more fatal disease than what we're experiencing with COVID.
And especially for younger people, and children included.
Exactly. And so, again, they started this lie, so they have to continue it. If you look at nations such as India, 1.2 million people, or third world countries in Africa that have poor hygiene, do not have the healthcare infrastructure that we do, they're not stacking people, dead people up like firewood. And so, again, we're not looking at this disease like it truly is. It's not a devastating plague like the Black Plague, for crying out loud, that, or Spanish flu even.
Right.
During 1918 that killed, 500 million people worldwide. But when I started thinking about it, I have good friends in South Korea, and we text constantly and everything. You know, America is a freedom country. The majority of citizens want their individual freedoms. You look at China when it broke out, they shut down a province of 50 million people. I mean, shut it down completely. Even now in South Korea, when they shut something down, the entire geographical area is shut down. We're talking about docile people in these type of nations. Americans are not that. And we're not going to accept a complete shutdown like what you had in Michigan, like what you had in Wisconsin, especially when you look at states like Florida that did not shut down and they have a lower mortality rate than those nations that did do a complete shutdown. And so, from a national standpoint, we're not going to be able to accomplish what these dictatorial nations with docile people are willing to do. But then looking at it from a state level, you know, let's remember our Lieutenant Governor Ainswhite wrote a memo months and months ago complaining about the lack of preparedness, readiness at the state level back in March or April of last year, I believe it, what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I can give you a great example of what the problem is here in Alabama. Yesterday, I was on hold with the Alabama DMV for over an hour and 15 minutes before a human picked up the phone. And I've called them several times over the past 6 months, and I've always been on a hold for a minimum of 1 hour.
Jeez.
So I just put my phone on speakerphone, go across my business, and when they pick up, I pick up. Alabama taxes, I mean, we complain about taxes, but we are a very low tax state. As citizens, we demand a Mercedes experience, but we're only willing to pay for a Kia Soul price.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have the infrastructure in there. We most certainly don't have the personnel in place across the various state bureaucracies. We can come up with game plans all day long, but if you don't have people, you don't have boots on the ground to enforce these policies and these directives, it ain't going to do no good. And so why are we surprised when Alabama ranks dead last in getting these vaccines into the clinics to vaccinate people? I think, 2.2 million flooded the hotlines within the first 48 hours of saying the vaccines were available. But again, we can't vaccinate them. We don't have the people there. We don't, even in the private labs, even in the various hospitals, the clinics across the state, we do not have the assets there to be able to do mass indoctrinations of people. So why are we complaining? And I'm not saying you or Jack or anything like that, you know, but we should not be surprised, and it's going to continue.
Yeah, but as a citizen base, if we don't complain, then your government just takes it, well, they're not complaining, so everything must be okay. And unfortunately, that's the only way we can fire up our leaders. You have to raise hell with them.
True. But, you know, it is, in a case like this, it is closing the barn door after the horse has got out.
Oh, yeah.
And what are we doing to change next year?
What are distribution methods of, say, the flu vaccination? I would want to look at basic questions like, what's the rate of vaccination, say, for the flu in the state of Alabama? How is that distributed? I really do like that Florida used private partnerships where people are used to going to pharmacies at Publix, CVS, blah, 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 blah,
Which makes sense.
I wonder, I hear where you're coming from. I do get frustrated personally that when the government screws up, they get rewarded with more money and personnel. It seems to always be the answer, whereas it'd be the opposite in, say, the private world. I do wonder, why are we so reliant on underfunded, your argument, it sounds like, public health? Whereas if we, I don't know, it seems like I'd want to, if I was in charge, I would have to be asking a lot of questions to reshuffle the deck before I would ask for more money.
You know, a lot of the problem there we have when it comes to taxation, which you can take a look at, and I understand farmers, they need exemptions on their land, but when you take a look at who owns the vast bulk of timber in Alabama,
you'll see Governor Ivey's name
corporations.
You'll see Governor Ivey's name on there, It's a great place to park money for low taxes.
Right. And so, again, we are just eliminating entire areas from taxation. And I'm a small taxation guy. Trust me, y'all have known me for a long time. Yeah. I don't believe in throwing good money after bad.
Right.
We don't. And I'll give you an example. Taking taxes off of groceries would be a wonderful idea. But that's $330 million. $350 million, the Republicans would have in the control of the House and Senate would have to say, okay, we're going to have to raise taxes elsewhere, which gives an opponent running against these Republicans ammunition. Look, you raised your taxes.
Lottery.
And so, I went into Georgia last night and I bought my $20 worth for the Powerball. Unfortunately, I did not win.
Darn it.
Or else I would be calling you from a yacht this morning. But it is what it is, you know. But I guess we can't complain too much when we're willing to pay peanuts. But again, just I'm comfortable. I'm a Christian. I know God has numbered the days of my life in the manner in which I will die. And so I'm content if I die in a car wreck or I die from COVID. It is what it is. That's God's will. I'm not going to be stupid. But again, you know, Take COVID with a grain of salt, because it's not this devastating disease that everybody's saying, unless you have an underlying health issue. Be more worried about influenza. And gentlemen, y'all have a blessed day.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, bud.
You know, I wish more folks had sort of the stoic serenity that Bud expressed there at the end of that call. Mm-hmm. And it's very it's unfortunate, because you do pay taxes. You expect these are the experts stocked within the bureaucracy of public health. You expect they're, you know, this is going to be done well, and it's not. Now, some of the low vaccination rate is that they wanted to do healthcare workers first, and a lot of folks said, no thanks. And these are people working within those facilities, and what a mess. 272-9228. Before we hit a break, let's go to Randall.
What's that?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Not too much. Man, how you doing, Jack? That God's will to get you now. I mean, sometimes you can't just stand there, though. You got to put in a little work. Because, you really think, I think he let stuff happen to change other folks' lives. But everybody keeps saying God's in control. Yeah, he was in control when he let that little 9-year-old get cancer and die. You know what I mean? He was in control when Eddie, your good friend, you know, was born, baby was born having seizures. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I mean? We can't just throw our hands up and say, oh, God, you know, take the wheel. That ain't, you know, you gotta guide it a little bit. And, Jack, going back to Tom Hanks, he did move his, as soon as all that stuff was going down about them little kids and everybody was getting busted, you know, doors get kicked in the door. You don't hear no more about that, but when Epstein's wife, you know, first got arrested, he moved his residence to Greece. Him and, this is kind of funny. Yeah, him and a woman named Rita Wilson now. And then over there in Greece, there's a statue of a pregnant woman, and he got his hand. There's a shadow, you know, that handprint he put on the Wilson football?
Yeah.
He's doing it on his statue. And now, and plus the first virtual baseball game that was done where, only players, and they was letting the sound come through the TV, he was the one on there hollering, get your colossal hot dogs. They use his voice. And that kind of makes you think, why? I mean, and then we go back and watch that movie in a different way. I mean, who is Rita Wilson to you, Jay? I really don't know much about her. But them two moved off together.
Tom Hanks' wife.
And her last name being Wilson, and then that statue with that hand being like that is kind of a little funky. And then him, you know, disappearing to Greece like that. So I just want to throw that in there. And, mm-hmm. and man, y'all have a blessed day.
Hey, you too, bud.
Anyway, 272-9228. Let's go to Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, George. Hey, man. I just want to put in my 2 cents worth if I can.
Sure.
You know the dude you got that calls in, Duke. I was listening to it a while ago. And, you know, this guy is a prime example of stupidity. He's the type of person that loves to roll around in the ditch, get him a pack of cigarettes, sit down, or up. It just blows my mind. You know, if you look at Trump was he gave us logical thinking people hope. He made us feel good about ourselves, even though he was tough in some situations. But like I say, you know, he's a businessman. He's not a politician, but he knew how to get things done. And he showed us exactly what corruption or how much this country is corrupt by the election, Joe Biden getting in, and what we're facing coming down the road. You know, for a man to be president and go in and stop working men, when he's talking about unity coming together and we can all come together and make things happen, and then he cans a job like the Keystone Pipeline that there's no telling how many guys that work on there out there working on that pipeline that their job has just stopped. Their families are going to suffer because they've got to find jobs now.
11,000 people.
Yeah, this guy is he's not a Christian. He's not a Christian. You can't be a Christian and do things like that. Well, because he did not even consider what these individuals would be facing. But, you know, Trump really helped us as the population of this country, the 74, 75, 76 million people that voted for him, realize what literally goes on in Washington, D.C. I mean, they should leave the fence up around the Capitol and keep them locked in. But this Duke guy,
well,
he is...
I'll say about Duke, I think he is playing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Duke's Duke.
We know him a little bit. He's playing it up. But
he's wanting to get people fired up. And, mm-hmm. and really, when you do get fired up because of his ignorance, you're playing into his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's...
Well, and on the unity message, I think you're hitting something important. I think people can unify, but when you don't respect people's own unique experience and how they're trying to get through life, you're right, there are going to be all these people outside of their jobs. When you have a vast, diverse nation, and I mean diverse in every possible way, like what type of job you're working, what's your expertise, what's your background, what type of family are you supporting, along with the usual PC diversity that we hear out there that also can play into the equation. You have to unify people through principles, general ideas. What they actually mean is a unity through following the central plan that Joe Biden and team and the oligarchy up there want to put down. And this is unfortunate. There are going to be a lot of people chewed up and spit out because of that central plan.
That's true. Well, we have so many small businesses now that are really, really, truly suffering. And then these guys are talking about the minimum wage going up to $15 an hour. Those businesses are gone. They're literally gone because they cannot afford that. And it's, I don't know.
Especially now more than ever. You got restaurants that are having to close doors because of the pandemic. Now is not the time to say, you know what, we need to raise the wages.
Right.
It's just, and again, coming from this guy, we elect a clown. Welcome to the circus.
Yes. Well, we put a fear in we put a fear, or we don't, he does, or his people, they put a fear in society that everybody, well, not maybe not everybody, especially Duke. I mean, if he's true to his meanings, but it puts a, it kind of compresses people, makes them kind of depressed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know which way to go. They don't know, you know, last week was paying $1.80-something. I mean, I don't know, last week, maybe been 2 weeks ago, $1.80-something a gallon for gas, and now it's $2.22 yep. a gallon. We don't know what in the crap it's going to be in a few more months. We're back into that scenario of wondering if we're going to be able to make it, if we're going to be able to survive.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, I got to run. I appreciate your call.
Okay,
thank you, Charlie.
Appreciate you.
272-9228. This part of News and Views, this part of the program, brought to you by Cole Plumbing. The entire Cole family. It is a family-run business founded in 1977. James Cole is my main contact, my mm-hmm. main man. Great guy.
Really. He's a great guy. I'll be seeing him today.
A great guy. And they take 100% satisfaction guarantees to you, the customer, very seriously. They take great pride in what they do. So whether you have a plumbing problem, big or small, Cole Plumbing is the place to call. Their number, 279-8919. 279-8919. And even if you don't have a plumbing problem, they can install maybe a tankless water heater nice. For you, maybe a brand new toilet that's a little higher up off the ground so yeah. you don't have to fall into it.
That's a good idea.
There's all sorts of things they can help you out with. But if you do have a plumbing issue, say a pipe burst, they have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get in there and solve the problem with minimal discomfort to you and your home. That means they're not going to have to be there forever, have to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in your yard. No, with precision and expertise, they'll get the job done. So again, that number for Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. You can also visit them at coleplumbing.com. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Clint, Red Top, hold your positions. We'll be back very soon.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control.
It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas. More dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted. Our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Failed to mention, a few days ago, the man behind this wall of sound, that big drum sound, Phil Spector, died from COVID-19 complications. He was, you know, not only a hit maker in the 60s, but also, you know, he murdered somebody.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
He was sentenced for murder, the murder of Lena Clarkson.
There.
A nightclub hostess he took home after a night of drinking.
Put the gun right in her head. But, you know, he had that kind of reputation as being the old nut job, so.
Didn't he have this, like, assortment of wigs he wore to the courtroom? Yeah, weird, dude.
He was weird.
And that's a common thing. Creative types, that genius can go really, really sideways really quick.
It really can.
Yeah, if it's not hewed in. It's really? Very rare you see somebody who's has that talent. And then they're also really grounded. Just you get a few like that. But
I'm kind of looking at you, Joey. Be careful. Don't let your talent make you go poof, crazy.
Thank you for that, Eddie.
No, I'll keep you grounded as much as I can.
You look out for me.
In fact, you probably need a donut just to bring you back down to earth. Put some weight on you.
272-9228. I'm chunky enough as it is.
Chunky. Chunky but funky.
I'm getting back into the gym. And oh, man.
Hey, did you see, and I guess we didn't report on it yesterday, but in Portland, the riots continue.
Yeah. I think it was a Biden or Democrat headquarters that was hit by the Antifa.
The Antifa, it was anti-Biden Antifa. I guess they have separate wings of it, so this is an anti-Biden Antifa. Kind of out west, it's still, there's no pleasing those
people. There are a lot of those folks who consider the corporate Democrats as right-wing as
certainly.
Anybody.
Can't blame them.
So don't be surprised. That's a mistake people make all the time. It's the mistake, so a lot of these mistakes are not made by accident, certain mistakes of this magnitude. Like, it's not just all shucks. No, and each side is not a monolith.
Right.
Like, not everybody on the right, not even all Trump supporters are the same. It doesn't vote for the guy for the same reasons, obviously. Not everybody on the left who voted for Biden is the same. In fact, there are people on the left and the right who didn't vote for anybody. So, it's a big country. And if you're going to unite, well, good luck with that, with your central plan, Mr. Biden. President Biden, sorry, you know.
But I also see Fox picked up on one of our callers' headline that Biden breaks mandate for mask on federal property after hours after
orgy. Yeah, there were a lot of hugs yesterday, a lot of celebration. And then Lady Gaga looking like she's straight out of the Hunger Games.
Did you see that dress, man? What?
Well, she's known for that sort
I know,
of thing,
but that dress was like 6 foot wide at the bottom. I mean, that thing was huge.
Let's go to Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Clint.
Like I told Dan Moore yesterday, you know, Marshal Matt Dillon has left the White House. So,
yeah. Marshal Matt, yeah.
Yep, we don't have a marshal up there no more. And Biden has already screwed this country.
Mm-hmm.
By all the executive orders he signed yesterday. Shut down the Keystone Pipeline, shut down the border wall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What else is he going to do?
He signed some more today.
They paused all student loan payments and put it down to a 0% interest rate. Sure, that'll go great.
Yeah, I told you guys. Hey,
who's paying for that?
Yeah, who's paying for that? Hey, who paid for those 200,000 flags on the mall yesterday?
I do know. I don't know who paid for them, but I will say this: they were made in Texas. I was when I seen them all. I go, I think they got them out of China. But David Blackman put on his blog yesterday. They were actually made in Texas.
You know, for things like that, though, and Jack, you may know better, that's a big inaugural committee, right? You get a lot of donors to that.
Yeah, you do. And it's private money, and I'm not sure it's corporate money or not. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and he got us back into the Paris Accord. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why Trump got out of it.
Right.
American, I mean, get ready, America. We're going to pay the bill again. We're going to pay the whole thing. Get ready. I mean, doggone it. How much can we pay for in this world? And you call it Duke.
You're singing from the same song sheet.
Yeah, I could tell when Duke called in, you got aggravated, Jack Campbell.
I did.
And I did, too. I was, yes, sir. I'm right there beside you. And I'm gonna say one thing about Duke. I ain't never called nothing bad about any caller on talk radio, but Duke, I think he's pretty much ignorant. I mean, he ain't got good common sense. I mean, I can't help that. I mean, good Lord. Come on, dude.
I like Duke a lot, but, you know, I kind of took this election personally for some odd reason.
That's weird.
And there's only so much needling I can take.
Right.
Yes, me too. So, let's see what happened, guys. You guys have a great day.
You too, Clint.
You too, Clint.
272-9228 from Clint to Red Top.
Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, brother.
Morning.
You know, I'm doing great. These people don't get upset every day. I feel sorry for them. I don't give a damn about the Keystone Pipeline. We pump so much damn oil and gas in Alabama. Good. We'll just pump more here, you know.
It's the sort of symbolic crap when it comes to climate change or whatever they're trying to do, where, okay, you're not going to use the Canadian oil reserves. Okay, we'll rely more on the Arabs, which is much dirtier in terms of the type of crude coming out of the ground.
Exactly.
So,
That Canadian in the Alaskan, that's why everybody wants it. It's the sweetest, cleanest damn stuff on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's rampant stupidity on the radio this morning. Let's start with curmudgeon. This guy bitching and complaining about the vaccine in the state of Alabama. Why don't he go live in Georgia, Atlanta, or another state like Arizona, and he'll shut his damn mouth?
Well, gentlemen, we got a curmudgeon fight on our hands.
I'm the real one, and I'll tell you, I'll go up against that damn Bubba any day. He needs his mama to cut his damn sandwiches, too, because he can barely lift up the toilet seat in the morning without an instruction manual. I've had enough of these people bitching and complaining. And Duke is beyond stupid. I don't see why, Jack, why you let him get your goat. I mean, that's just beyond stupid. And Donald Trump's not president anymore. Time to stop bitching about him, guys. You know? And that's the way it is. And, you know, there's one thing this lobbyist, and I'll keep repeating this, guys, and you need to know, there's no damn difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. It's all window dressing.
And that's actually the message. I was like, thank you. This is on national TV. Glenn Greenwald, of all people, was saying, I hope Americans learn that stop looking at D.C. through the lens of Republicans versus Democrats. Look at it as a corrupt career ruling class that plays to the middle in the establishment of both parties. They're all working together.
Oh, yes, yes, and this is going to be more than ever. And, you know, the reality is we're talking about third party, but there's never been an individual like Donald Trump lead a third party with 75 million people behind him. Donald Trump is about to change the landscape of politics in this country forever, and thank goodness we've needed it, guys. So all for him. I want the Republican Party to fall all together. It has been a disappointment for 50 years. Let him go. And why does Donald Trump even have to show up for an impeachment hearing? He's not president.
Right.
Can't just say screw the subpoenas. Other people have not gone to Congress when they've been subpoenaed, right? They just say screw them, right?
Yeah, then maybe Congress will actually use that jail in their bowels.
What are they going to do? Go down to Mar-a-Lago and arrest Donald Trump and make him come to an impeachment trial and he's not president? I just say screw him, man. I'll ask Ann about that later. Maybe we have a legal person listening. They can say why Donald Trump has to go for anything after he's president.
It's a good question. There are many saying that it's not constitutional, but of course, with lawyers, they can come up with any argument for anything. I appreciate the call, Red Top.
Thanks, Red Top.
Very good. Thank you, guys.
Very good. Very good. 272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this whole hour, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Jack Campbell, why should people call Alabama Home Mortgage?
It's blatantly obvious, Joey.
Well,
there is a difference in mortgage companies.
It is obvious, but it bears repeating. Bears repeating.
It is quite obvious, even to the most casual observers.
Yes, even the most ignorant.
Oh, yeah.
And that word's been thrown around.
Of the day.
Yeah, been thrown around a lot today. But Alabama Home Mortgage is different because they're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on pricing. Best pricing here in town, in the state, in fact. So when you call Alabama Home Mortgage, grab that mortgage statement you currently have today and see what Kim Williams and the team can do for a refinance deal. It'll usually end up with you saving hundreds of dollars a month. You get to skip up to two payments, maybe cut down on the duration of your loan, especially if you're a veteran, you have a current VA home loan. They can really refinance you down to a low, low, low rate that gives you incredible savings. If you're a first-time home buyer, potentially, Kim Williams is a great person to be your guide all the way from pre-approval to closing day. She'll cover all the steps in between. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. Their number 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. It's a gloomy forecast for the next couple of days. Showers will be likely from time to time today, tonight, and Friday, ending, I think, by Friday night. Today's high temperature may touch 60. Low tonight down to about 54. We'll be in the upper 50s on Friday. Saturday looks like a good day. Dry, mild, mostly sunny, high around 60. Then on Sunday, scattered showers possible again by Sunday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
You know the thing, folks. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Now, of course, everything that Joey loves must be gone after. You know, Jack, I've been calling Bitcoin for years.
I'm really sick of this song. You play it all the time. Get it off your repertoire.
Okay, we can't have any consistency. It's always just got to be by the seat of our pants.
I think that's the best way to go.
Okay. Man, that was I foreshadowed your comments. I said everything Joey likes must be attacked. And I wasn't talking about And then you put your headphones on and can you just shut this song off?
I mean, honest to God, you play it all the time. Well, at the end of the show, we have to listen to that crap you invented.
Yeah.
But I would like other slots for music to be a different mix every now and then. I sent you a list of about 100 songs.
He put two of them in the playlist there, Jack.
I know.
You know, I often play those songs, but you're not at your station.
Maybe not, because I'm a 3:30 kind of guy.
But you know Janet Yellen is?
Yeah, but she used to be Federal Reserve. Is she back?
Yeah, she's now the Treasury Secretary. We're going to be.
Oh, that's great news.
And everything that Joey loves apparently must
be. Why doesn't he dig up Johnny Ringo? I mean, yeah, Janet Reno.
Yeah. Well, everything Joey loves must be attacked. So here's the headline from Market Insider. Janet Yellen suggests curtailing cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Of course.
Of course.
You bastards. Of course. Any chance of freedom, chance of independence from this central plan in D.C. must be ruined.
Why don't they like the Bitcoin, Joey?
Because it gives people an opportunity to keep a store value absent their crap currency called the U.S. dollar. That they're continuing to steal from us.
Yes.
By creating more and more to give to their big corporate friends and bail out their Wall Street buddies. And they're acting just, you want to talk about China, they're acting just like China. The Bank of China did this years ago. You got Christine Lagarde at the European Central Bank saying, well, we got to regulate Bitcoin And now here comes Janet Yellen. Sounds like y'all are all on the same team, despite being on different continents.
Globalism.
And what they're worried about is that maybe it's Bitcoin or something else, but it's an effective technology, and it exposes their ass.
Yeah.
How much they've been robbing everyday people blind with their inflationary policies.
Which will only go up here in the next 4 years.
But Janet Yellen suggested on Tuesday that lawmakers curtail the use of cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin over concerns that they are mainly used for illegal activities.
Were you doing illegal things with your Bitcoin?
Yeah, I guess saving money is illegal these days.
No, you're hiding it from the government.
No, everything I use is, you know, if really? You sell it, you make money.
That's right. They're going to get you.
Know, cap gains taxes are applied. But there has been a surge in interest. Its price has soared over 300% in the last year. It hit over 40 grand a few days ago, and it's now come back down. I could see what the spot price is today, just pulling up an app here in a second. But Yellen's comments suggest the incoming Biden administration could be hostile to cryptocurrencies and ramp up regulation. Watchdogs around the world, from the European Central Bank to the UK's financial regulator, have recently expressed concerns about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. They're doing it for your own safety, folks. It's not like anybody ever does anything illegal with U.S. dollars. This is what a farce is. Oh, you're using Bitcoin for illegal activities. You know, they went after a guy for money laundering. Mm-hmm. And he laundered about, this was like 2013, 2014. And he laundered, they claimed, about $30,000. Like, well, you got caught, Charlie. Oh, no, you got caught. You can't let this budding new invention that might free people from the yoke of the central control and plan, that can't be allowed. Another story came out a few months after Charlie got hit for 30 grand in money laundering that, what is it, HSBC, or it's this massive bank, does trillions of dollars in transactions a year. It was found they had been having drug cartels from Mexico moving millions and millions of dollars laundering money through their bank. Guess what happened to them?
Not a thing.
They got fined. They weren't taken to jail. In fact, right. What it seemed like is that the federal government was just taking their cut of the profits.
Thank you. That's exactly what it is.
Damn protection racket. But I guess now saying these things I'm saying today here in this moment, playing my crap music, I'm now on some list of John Brennan. Yeah, y'all really made things better by putting the normalcy back in charge. Just get in line. The only way you can unify is submit after they resist. Just had to rant there about that. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right, actually.
Listen to crappy music. That's what he's doing.
Well, let's go out to this crap music, and we'll come back. Oh, squad member Rashida Tlaib calls Israel... Yeah. A racist state.
Yes, she did yesterday.
How lovely.
Bet she won't say it to their face.
Actually, I think she would.
Damn.
Yeah, knowing her, she would. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. I'm Joey, he's Jack. Eddie in the house.
Tired arm.
Stay tuned.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Shout out to Vanessa.
Yeah.
Who apparently, Vanessa thought I would be at bomb hours last night. I was actually, did a long workout. Trying to get back in fighting.
Is that what you call it nowadays?
Fair enough, yes. Well, you call it what? I left my wallet at home?
Yeah.
All right. But Vanessa stopped by bomb hours, and she knows that I love vinyl records and weird old music. And what could be weirder than In the Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is 21st century schizoid man. This is some weird, wild stuff. Quote a famous talk show, weird, wild stuff. But given that I love this sort of, you know, classic progressive rock and vinyl records, I'm sure these will be made illegal soon. 272-9228. Let's go to Nancy.
Hi. I love your music, okay? Just wanted to say that. The music.
You hear that, Jack?
I hear it. She's crazy.
That may be true. I was listening to the radio last night, the American Family Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about some organizations in San Francisco. One was the Liberation Road, and I can't remember the other ones. But they're socialist organizations run by China, and they talked about Black Lives Matter being run by China, and Kamala Harris being, they paid for her school, and they paid for everything that led her up to the vice presidency. I just wondered if y'all know anything about that.
No. Jack, you got anything?
I don't, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, because Obama was packaged like soap and sold to the American. I mean, his whole persona was contrived.
Yeah, and I always assumed, generally, Nancy, that these sorts of things are going on. You funnel money through all sorts of different groups, you give them different fancy names, but really the big players behind the scenes are large corporate interests, a few individual donors in foreign countries. And
right.
They foster, you know, assets. And it might not be even like, you know, like they were saying Trump was a Russian asset. It might be, oh, so-and-so just kind of owes us. So when the time comes, they can kind of help us out on this thing.
Well, they were at the bottom of the barrel when they picked this Alzheimer's-ridden president we got.
You're right. You're right. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
272-9228. And, you know, the whole thing with Swalwell. Fong Fong, sir.
Ooh,
Fong,
my bad. Fong. I did not.
It was Christine
that.
Fong, not Fang Fang.
You sure?
Yeah. But, you know, he gets stuck with his fingers in one of Winnie the Pooh. She's honeypots.
Fang Fang.
And with honey sticking all over him, he still gets to stay on the Intelligence Committee.
Of course.
That just blows me away. That is just...
Wait a minute now.
You reward treasonous?
Why should that surprise you? Who was Feinstein's driver for 30 years?
Right. Well, it's just an example of this is how bad it is. It shouldn't be surprising, but this is how bad it is. You'd think with... You know, people are always like, build your own institutions, the right wing.